Hello everyone and welcome to the first episode of Baking and Cooking's a Blast. Today we are going to make chocolate cake with peanut butter icing. And the ingredients you'll need are 2 cups of granulated sugar, 1 3/4 cup all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup natural unsweetened cocoa powder, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 1/2 teaspoons of baking soda, 1 teaspoon salt, 2/3 cup oil, 1 cup milk, and 2 eggs lightly beaten, and 1 cup of hot coffee. The directions are preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and grease 13x9 cake pan. In a large bowl, mix together all dry ingredients. After combined, stir in wet ingredients, pour into greased cake pan, bake for 18 to 22 minutes, and enjoy. Okay, so I have washed my hands and gotten all my ingredients out. So the first thing I'm going to put in, actually first I need to grease my cake pan and preheat my oven. My oven's preheating, and I'm going to grease my 13x9-inch cake pan with cooking spray. You can do it with butter, whatever you want. Okay, that's greased. So now I'm going to add 2 cups of granulated sugar. And then I'm going to do the flour. But right now I'm still doing the sugar. This recipe will shortly be out on a website. I've created the website, but I have not done publishing it. So once it is published, I will put it in the description of the podcast, and you can go there and get the recipe and the directions. So if you want to, you can make it. This has always been my go-to recipe for a chocolate cake, and it is really good. And the peanut butter icing is only 3 ingredients. It is 1/2 cup of maple syrup, 1/2 cup of peanut butter, and a 1/2 cup of flour, and 1 cup of peanut butter. Okay, so I've done my granulated sugar. So now I'm going to do 1 3/4 cup of all-purpose flour. So pouring this flour in, it's very sticking to my bag. I'm very slow. Okay, add 1 cup, and we need 1 3/4. So let's do 1/4, 1/3, 1/2, 2/3, 3/4. Okay. 1 3/4. Now today, instead of the oil, since I don't have oil, I'm going to use butter, because that's just the same, practically same thing. So I added my flour, 1 3/4 cup of flour. Now I need 3 cups of natural unsweetened cocoa powder. So that smells strong. So we will add in that. But I'm going to, since it's kind of chunky and I can't exactly put the cup in and then do it, so I'm just going to scoop it out, spoon, and put it in the cup. Almost up to 3/4 cup. 3/4 cup of cocoa powder that I'm going to dump in. So far in my bowl I have sugar, flour, and cocoa powder. The next ingredient is 2 teaspoons of baking soda. So we need to add that in. So the baking soda is in, and now we need 2 teaspoons of baking soda. Yeah, and we put in 1. Okay. There's 2. Okay, now we need 1 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder. Here's 1/2. So now I have 1 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 3/4 cup natural cocoa powder unsweetened, 1 3/4 cup all-purpose flour, and 2 cups of granulated sugar. That is all in my bowl. So now the only dry ingredients I have is a salt. So I'm just gonna sprinkle salt in because salt's kind of hard to measure. So I'm just gonna kind of eyeball it. That's good. Okay, so I don't have oil, so I'm gonna add butter. So I need to add in, I'm gonna measure, calls for 2/3 cup of oil. So I'm going to add in a little less than that. So we need 2/3. So I'm just gonna kind of try to fill it up, and then I'm gonna melt the butter that's in there. So I have the same thing. So I need to just cut my butter. I think probably that's fine. So I added about 1/2 stick of butter to it. I think that's probably good. So I'm going to get a bowl and melt my butter. So now I'm going to mix up my dry ingredients until well combined. This recipe is super simple. And very delicious, which is very important. So I'm going to get my butter out. So I will put that in after the ingredients are cooked. It will take a little bit to get all the cocoa powder specks and like chunks into the flour, but it will get there. And it will especially get there after the wet ingredients are in. Okay, so now that my dry ingredients are stirred in well enough, I'm going to add in the butter because it was the first thing. So I'm just going to pour it into the 3/4 cup again. just, sorry, two-thirds. I keep getting that wrong. Recipe card on my back. Okay. Yeah, it was two-thirds. So I'm just going to pour it in just to see, like, exactly. So it's about half. So that's fine. Okay, my oven is done. So I'm just gonna kind of mix the butter in. And I need to go grab the milk because I kept it in the fridge. So I will be back. I think I might just add a little bit more butter. Just to be on the safe side. Because, yeah. I don't want too less, but I don't want too much. I feel like I have not enough right now. Put that in for 15 seconds for it to melt. It's just easier to use oil, but right now I don't have oil. So that's not gonna work. Okay, so now that it's poured in, I'm going to add the 1 cup of milk. Right here. Sorry, our milk we have to shake up because it's farm fresh milk. Okay. So, 1 cup of milk. Now, I'm going to warn you guys, this batter is going to be super, super liquidy. So, it's supposed to be that way, so don't panic. It's supposed to be super, super liquidy. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. If it's liquidy, it's actually right. So now I need to get another bowl out because I need to lightly beat my eggs before they go in. So I'm just going to do that. So I'm going to get a fork out to beat them before I crack them. Okay. So now that... Okay. There we go. That in there. Do this egg. Ah, got a shell in there. Yeah, I got it the first try. Oh, that never happens. Yay. Okay, now I'm just going to wash my hands really well. So I was dealing with raw eggs. I'm just going to wash really well. Okay. So now that my hands are washed, I'm going to
beat the eggs so they are ready to go in. Now it says lightly beat. So kind of like how scrambled eggs are. You don't want to like completely beat them because that's not what they want. Okay. That fork is gross. Put it right in the sink. Okay. So my eggs are beaten, so I'm going to add them to our mixture. Now the next thing is of the last, but certainly not least, is 1 cup of hot coffee. But if you don't want to use coffee, you can use 1 cup of hot water. That, they both work. I just think it tastes better with coffee. So that's what's going to be on my website is coffee, but you can totally go water. So I'm going to, I made my coffee already. So I'm going to fill to 1 cup. All right. I have 1 cup of coffee, so I'm going to pour that into my mixture as well. Okay, so I'm going to mix it, and I can already tell, as soon as you start to mix it, you can tell that your batter is going to be super liquidy. I don't think really the butter matters because it wasn't really a big deal. Like, I mean, the oil mattered because it wasn't really a big deal in the taste. It's kind of texture, but. Yeah. So, I'm just going to mix until it's all well combined and my batter is super, super runny. Very runny. That's how it's supposed to be. So no need to worry if your batter's runny. I will try to get my website out today. But if I don't, I'll try to do it tomorrow. I have plenty of time since we're all stuck at home. I'm just gonna try to get all the clumps out. Don't want to overmix it. Okay, I think that's well mixed. I just feel some little clumps on the bottom. Okay, now it's kind of hard to tell with a whisk, which I'm using. So I'm gonna get a spatula and just kind of scrape all those lumps off the bottom of the pan. Okay. Yeah, it looks really good. This cake batter, I was so worried the first time I made it that I did it wrong because of how runny it was. So, but now I know that it's runny. There's no need to worry about it because it's supposed to be that way. Okay, so my batter is ready. It is perfectly liquidy and whatnot. So I am going to now put the batter into my greased cake pan, but at first I'm going to smear the spray around since I use Pam cooking spray. Okay, smooth it around so it doesn't stick at all. Okay, so I will now pour my cake batter into the greased pan. Oh, yeah, there is definitely lumps on the bottom. I saw while bring out. So we have to get those lumps, baby. Get those lumps. So I'm gonna use the spatula. I'm gonna. It's like weird lumps. I don't know why. Oh, it's probably because of the flour, because the flour was lumpy. That's probably why. So I'll give it a good, strong mix. It's so lumpy. It's so weird. It's probably the flour that I used. It's kind of old flour, but it's still fine. It's just kind of like the air. Kind of made it like. Okay, I think the lumps are gone now. Sorry, guys. Just gotta scrape this flour off the bottom. So at least so there I hear it, and then I see it come up. Just gotta mix it real well. I don't wanna overmix it, you know? Oh my gosh, that's so weird. Okay. Let's try that again. Pulling it in, and if it's still, the lumps are still there, then I'll go back to mixing it. Sorry for the delay, guys. Yeah, they're still there, so I'm just gonna pour the non-lumpiness out. Okay, now I'm gonna stir what I have now. So I can see the lumps. This is so weird. Sorry, everyone, about the delay. Oh my gosh. That's like weird. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm just not gonna put that part in because it's not gonna, it's like, lumpy. Let me try with my whisk to see if that works. It's like the lumps are not. Are they? So interesting. Well. Oh well. I will be right back. I'm going to show you something. To get another material and so I have like my own little like bin material, so I have to look at something. It's just my flour, so I'm just going to go ahead and put it in because I know, and it'll probably just bake out, so it's totally fine. So now I'm going to put the rest of the batter that I got done mixing into the pan. Okay. All in. Okay. So now I will go get a oven mitt to put the. Oops. Okay. This oven's very. cupcakes in the oven, so I'm going to set a timer for... Sorry, that was my dog in the background. She loves to watch me bake, I guess. So I'm going to set a timer for about 20 minutes, and I'm going to check on it. Just so I make sure it doesn't... Well, yeah, we'll do that. So, let's let it bake.